If you're hearing the sound of my voice, you're watching Don Talk here on Channel 180, Charter Spectrum, Coleman, Alabama. And this episode is brought to you by Tony Sarah Nissan in Coleman. Go check them out. Today we have a little treat for y'all today. We have the Senior Outreach Organization, and they are putting on the Hee Haw Show. And right to my left, get that? See, I ought to be telling jokes at the Hee Haw Show.
To my left,
they're going to have the Hee Haw Show at the, it's going to be at the Activity Adult Center. Or excuse me, Active Adult Center, which was formerly the John. Donald Green. I almost said John Green. The Donald Green Center, and then they're also going to have it at the Hansville Civic Center. Jamie, tell us a little bit about the Hee Haw Show.
Well, the Hee Haw Show was founded by me and my husband, the Senior Outreach, and it was a way to give back to our seniors. And then we decided to start doing little shows so we could keep our seniors busy. And Hee Haw, we started doing Hee Haw last year. We had a huge Hee Haw Show last year, and we had a standing room only at the Donald Green Center. So this year we're going to do it at two places, so everyone will get to come see the show. So it is just like the show, Hee Haw.
Well, let me ask you this. How does this work? Are you do you have your cast in place?
I do.
So, like, how did those people get their parts? Did they audition? Did you pick them? I mean, how did all that work out?
Really, I looked at the Hee Haw cast, and then
from the past,
I looked at the Hee Haw cast, the real Hee Haw cast, and then I just looked up the seniors that looked or acted anything like these characters, and I asked them if they wanted to be on the show, and they said yes.
So these are people that just come to visit your senior centers.
They're actually taking access and just enjoying. Yes, we have a jam session on Mondays at the Donald Green Center, Active Center, and these are folks that are there, and we have a lot of seniors that's there, and so I just kind of randomly asked people to be in the Hee Haw and ask them if they would be like Buck Owens. I found a guy that sings there with us. His name's Wayne Roberts. And I asked him if he would be Buck because he looks a lot like Buck. And so he said yes.
Absolutely.
He said yes. And so we had our Roy from last year, which was is Tommy. And Tommy Cullenberg is his name. And so he's our Roy. And then we have our Buck. And we have and we picked all of our characters from seniors. That's what makes it special is because it's seniors doing this Hee Haw show. And they remember Hee Haw well.
I remember it well.
And that's something, you know, that's, you know, there's music involved. There's
lots
skits.
Music.
Nostalgia.
A lot of comedy. Nostalgia is involved. And that's just something that's a lot of fun for, truthfully, anybody.
It really is. You know, it's been a lot of fun practicing. We laugh. It is. Sometimes when I leave from practice, my mouth hurts so bad from laughing. You know, that joke you laugh at so hard that your mouth hurts after you've been to a comedy club. You may as well go to a comedy club because that's what it is. And we have a lot of fun. And the seniors, they just really enjoy it.
I bet.
We practice three times a week. We've been practicing for 4 months now.
Wow.
And they really have gotten good.
Is it just one night on the 13th and the 29th? How does that work?
It is. February the 13th. It is at 2 o'clock to 4. And that one is really geared towards seniors for seniors coming that day. But the one at Hansville is for everyone. It's for any age group, and it is at on the 29th, it's on a Saturday. So we got one on a Thursday and one on a Saturday, and that should cover everybody. And they both start at 2. Now the one at Hansville is pretty cool because we're giving away a lot of door prizes there. And we're having intermission, and they'll be selling food and stuff there, so you can come hungry and you can eat there, you know, and you may even win a door prize. And
are y'all going to really be sitting cool on bales prizes. Of hay like
we
they
are,
used to in the show?
We are. We did last year, and we will this year. We have really cool props this year, backdrops that looks just like the farm. And
That's hilarious.
You know, we just have some really good scenes. One scene called The Naggers, and I don't know if you remember them, that was Ida Lee and Vern. And
Up that sign and complain? Remember that? What was that?
We do have the cornfield scene where they jump up out of the corn, you know, and tell the joke.
Yes,
yeah,
that's
we
what
have
I'm
them.
Of.
Yeah. Hey, welcome back. And this is Dawn Talk, and we're here with
Jamie Brown.
Jamie Brown. We got Lulu. We got Orville. We got so many people in the studio.
This
segment is brought to you by Tony Sarah Nissan in Coleman. Check them out. All right. So right now we have Lulu Romaine.
Romaine.
Yes.
Lulu, tell us a little bit about your character.
Well, I am the waitress in the Lulu truck stop.
Mm-hmm.
And I am part of... I'm a good waitress. Now, the cook, I can't say much about him.
Oh, okay.
But now, I would be a good waitress in the truck stop.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I can't complain about myself.
She's also in the Calhouns.
Yeah, I'm also with the Calhouns. And,
yeah.
You know, it just takes all kinds to make this hee-haw show.
Uh-huh. It sure does.
Yeah, it does.
And we're really fortunate to be able to do this.
Yes.
So...
Well, that's fantastic. Also, we have, I'm going to say your boss, Orville. Is he kind of your boss? Maybe not. Maybe you're the boss of Orville?
I'm the boss of Orville. That's who
it
is.
Orville? What's your character?
Come on in here,
Orville. Well, I'm doing several characters. I'm doing Junior Samples, Orville, and actually singing in it, too.
Oh, okay. Fantastic.
He's actually Gene Watson.
Yeah.
And he's singing Farewell Party, which is a great song.
Oh, okay.
And one minute. And then he's Junior, and he's awesome at Junior. And then he's in the Calhouns. The Gloom and Despair. I'm sorry, he's in the Gloom and Despair.
Yeah. Gloom Despair.
And it is awesome. Yeah, yeah, we
agony.
Love
it.
Yeah.
Is it on me or
it is
on
awesome.
The agony on me?
Agony on me.
On me?
On me. Yeah.
Okay, know how you like to... You don't know the words.
Yeah, it's hard to get that one there out, you know.
Don't know the words.
You sit there on that couch, you know, and drink all evening.
And you know,
what you drinking?
Some adult beverages.
Some sweet tea from Alabama?
Yeah, some of
that's it.
Colorado Kool-Aid, maybe.
Yeah,
there you go.
That is right.
And also, we have Mr. Buck Owens.
Oh, Buck Owens.
Let's get
Buck Owens is the host of the
Mr.
show.
Mr. Wayne Roberts. Thank you.
Wayne Roberts, that's right.
Come on in, Mr. Buck.
Hello, guys.
So, you sing a little Buck Owens?
He does.
Got a couple of Buck Owens songs that I'll try to do.
Yeah. You look a lot like him. I'm not
give us a little sample.
Thank
come
thank
on, go
much.
For go. Yeah. Give us a little word of one.
You got a little buck.
More hair. Oh, well, and less belly and less wrinkles.
I don't know. Towards the end, you know, he was good.
What was this
lot less hair
partner?
There.
Not Buck, but who was the other guy that was with him? The
Roy
other
Clark.
Told you.
Clark.
He's passed
Roy,
away.
Roy Clark is going
they
to
both
be.
Passed away. He's
Roy Clark is Roy actually going to be there too. We have a Roy.
Okay, good.
We do, and he's wonderful. He's the host, but no, he's...
Yeah.
I remember that. I remember Roy had dark hair, and
he did.
Yeah, I remember this stuff. I'm telling you, my stepdad forced me to watch this every weekend.
I'm glad.
I want to shout out to my stepdad, Jerry Hefstiller. He's a former Vietnam vet, and I love you with all my heart and soul.
Mm.
And I appreciate your love for me, and I apologize for being such a brat my entire life. It's a good day to say it.
There you go.
Well, it's a good day to say
Jamie,
it. Man's going on 80, bless his heart.
Jamie, thank you so much for bringing everybody in here. Our time's getting short now, but I want to shout y'all out one more time. That's February 13th and the 29th. The Active Adult Center here in Coleman and Hanceville Center, Civic Center in Coleman. That's going to be from 2 to 4 p.m. Admission's $5. That's everybody, including children?
Children 3 and under get in.
Children 3 and under, okay. So everybody's $5. And it's not just seniors. Bring the whole family. They're going to love it, I promise
we'll
you.
We'll be there.
Y'all have a little song as you want to carry
we
me
do.
Out?
I started because I forget the words.
Lulu's actually in the Gossip Girl scene, so we'll just sing part of the Gossip Girls.
Okay. Go
ahead. You start, because I forget the words.
We're not one to go around spreading rumors. Really, we're just not the gossiping kind.
Oh, yeah.
You'll never hear one of us repeating gossip.
So thank you for watching. This has been Dawn Talk. Tony, Sarah, Nissan, and Coleman's been our sponsor today. Check them out. Thank you for watching, and this has been Dawn Talk.
That's all I remember. Is there more?
There is more than I wrote, but we won't.